Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Welcome back into the program. A little dancing going on here in the studio as we get ready to talk about Borough Dash. And Stephen Shirley is here, and a cast of thousands. You brought an audience with you today.
I did, Brian. I brought brought my four kids. We all decked out. Of course, the radio listeners can't see it. We're all decked out in our Borough Dash T-shirts.
Yeah.
Just kind of supporting the cause, getting in the spirit. It's amazing to think it's just a couple of weeks away now. Thanksgiving's
really
right around the corner.
It's becoming kind of a Thanksgiving tradition, isn't it?
Well, that's kind of our hope. We looked at the calendar and said, you know, what day could we hold a race? And we saw that Thanksgiving, there were very few other races, actually, none scheduled on that time. And that's kind of a day that is for giving thanks by definition. And our event is designed for our participants to give thanks for our own blessings as we seek to bless. Initially, it was just one charity, Nema House, which is an orphanage in Tanzania, but we also decided, you know, this is something that we want to bless locally as well, so we chose Greenhouse Ministries as a local beneficiary, and we had such a tremendous success, so thankful last year that so many people participated, that this year we were stepping out in faith and chose a second local beneficiary, Candle Wishes, which is a phenomenal charity here that provides birthday parties and presents to local underprivileged children. So,
well, that's pretty neat.
It is, and we're excited about it.
I haven't heard about Candle Wishes, so that's kind of new to me.
It's a much smaller charity. Jenny Williams has done a phenomenal job. She started, I think, when she was in high school, I believe, if I understood correctly, and it's just grown that very, very slowly, but just, again, saw a need and sought to meet those needs. And our board, back in, I guess, February, when we were deciding, hey, our race, we had 1,600 runners last year. We were going in hoping, thinking, okay, 250 is what we need. Let's hope and dream for 500. And our dreams were way too small because we had over 1,600 runners participate last year. We're hoping for even more this year. And we're not setting any kind of idea. We're just going to let that one happen. And when we decided back in February, I think it was February, when we researched some other local charities, Nema House is our primary charity. Greenhouse Ministries, we just love their ministry to the folks locally. And then Candle Wish is just our board has a real heart for children. Obviously, our primary beneficiary is an orphanage. And Candle Wishes fits right in with that same kind of mission.
Yeah, Cliff is actually going to be on tomorrow, and I suspect he will talk a little bit about that, but also about VitaSites, where they're helping low-income families fill out income tax returns because of so many dollars that aren't going to those families just because they don't have the money to have that done. So he's partnering with United Way for that. He is doing things in this community that are just amazing.
Truly is, and we were so excited last year to invite them to be our beneficiary. I don't know how you go, hey, would you mind accepting some money from us? Very few people would turn that down.
I'm sure it was a struggle for him to say yes.
Absolutely. But they, Cliff and Jane, just do a phenomenal ministry there, and we were so excited last year to be able to give them $7,000 from our first race, and we're hoping that this year, even adding another local beneficiary, that we can surpass those funds. And that's where the listeners come in.
Stephen, tell me about the history behind the Borough Dash, because, you know, how did this concept, how did it come about, and the name, and all that kind of stuff? Just a little history, maybe.
A little history. Basically, it was the dream of one woman. Stacy McCrary literally had a dream, and just on her heart, how can I help Nema House, which was a ministry that she was familiar with through her church, and kind of looking at what can be done, fundraising opportunities, and then literally had a vision of running, and got together a group, a board of directors of which I'm pleased to serve on. None of us have ever served on any kind of capacity like this. I run, but I'm not a runner. And we've got a couple of runners on our board, but no one who has been on this side of it. And back in 2010, started meeting and then planning and preparing and put together a race. And again, chose Thanksgiving because of the A, opening on the calendar, but B, it's a wonderful day. It's a day of Thanksgiving and it's a day of family. And as I brought my kids, my family, it's an event which families participate in. When you go to our website and you see pictures or our Facebook page and see our website, borough-.org, I'll put that out there. Our Facebook is facebook.com/borough-. You can see the pictures of all of the families, and that was so neat. Last year, my son and I ran in it, and as we were passing lots of families coming the other way on Main Street, you would just see families of 4, 5, 6, even more. I know a couple of families of 15 or more. All the people coming in for Thanksgiving said, hey, let's go run first or walk or whatever capacity they want to participate in it, and then we'll go home and celebrate as a family. And that's really how it started. And again, first year, we were really just hoping for 500, and we're blessed beyond measure with 1,600 runners. And I looked on one of our registration tools, and we have over 725 runners already registered. And last year we had probably 1,000 people register in the last couple of days. So we're hoping that pattern holds true again this year.
Is there a pre-registration required for the event?
There's a pre-registration deadline, and what that would give runners, that deadline is the 21st. That provides a guarantee that runner would get a timing chip and the correct size t-shirt. We are ordering extra t-shirts that right before that to make sure that if someone comes in late, that chances are they could get the correct size t-shirt. They will get a t-shirt, but if they pre-register by the 21st, that guarantees them their timing chip so they can have their official time and the correct size t-shirt, and that will all be ready for pickup the Wednesday right before Thanksgiving Day race.
Let's talk about particulars for runners. How long is the Borough Dash? And you mentioned the timing chip, so that's very important to those who do this competitively.
Absolutely. Yeah, for one of the other things they looked at, this course is a 4-mile course. It's a little unusual. Most of the times you'll have a 5K, which is 3 miles, or a 10K, which is 6 miles. We chose a 4-mile course. It starts in front of Alumni Gymnasium right there at Falconberry on Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the MTSU campus. And it runs down to Lytle, I think is the right street, turns by campus school, goes up beside campus and Central Magnet School, hangs a left to get onto Main, and then goes around the square, run back on Main to Middle Tennessee Boulevard, come up to Greenland, and then finishes in the soccer stadium, the Dean Hayes Track and Soccer Stadium. And that's right at 4 miles. It's a certified course. And again, for runners, that's a real comfortable morning jog for a lot of our runners. And then for families, that's a real nice walk. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that just walk it. And so we're out there, you know, it takes about an hour and a half maxed. I think our final couple, Jim and Nancy Estes, I believe were our final couple across the finish line, hand in hand walking. And I think they did in about an hour and 18 minutes, if I recall correctly. So for anyone, any age, we've got children who are younger than my 4-year-old here who walked it last year, all the way up to I can't remember how old our oldest runner was, but in the 80s, possibly even in the 90s, that everyone is invited to participate. We obviously have our runners. Hardcore get to take off first. We have the corrals set up per se, where all the hardcore runners can be at the front, and then all the families with children and walkers can just come behind. And if you've got a timing chip, when you cross the start line, that's when your time starts, if you're really interested in that.
Yeah.
A lot of our runners aren't, but our participants aren't.
You know, that's what makes it really neat, I think, because it offers the opportunity for those who are extremely interested with trying to make sure that their timing is correct and, you know, and things of that nature, to those who just want to take the stroll. I mean, it's for anyone.
It is. Everybody who pre-registers will have a timing chip. Last year we had some issues with people who wanted timing chips, and we had a limit of chips, not per sign up. And this year we said, no, we're not going to try to figure out who gets them, who does. We have, if you pre-register by the 21st, you get your timing chip. And that way everybody gets them. Our hardcore runners will be satisfied. Those who are walking who don't care anyway, it doesn't matter to them. But we wanted to make sure of that. And a couple other things we tweaked for those who ran last year and who are going. That packet pickup on Wednesday was a little crazy. The line for packet pickup outside Fleet Feet was 2.5 hour wait, because, again, we had never done this, and that was our area where we really struggled or saw some weaknesses. This year we're streamlining that packet pickup, and I would be shocked if anybody had to spend, now my board is going to kill me if I get this number wrong, but I'd be shocked if anyone had to wait in line longer than 15, 20 minutes on packet pickup.
Talking to Stephen Shirley today about Burrow Dash, which is coming up on Thanksgiving Day. What time in the morning?
That's a good question. I know that I will be out there super early. So
before the sun comes up?
I believe the starting gun is at 8. I want to say that it's at 8. If you go to burrow-door.org and look it up on the website, it's got the correct time. I'm going to get a lot of grief for that. Thanks.
Well, you know, we do what we can do to help with that. Looking here on the website now, let's see, where should I go?
Probably go to the tab at the top that's labeled race, multiple tabs,
the
and then race from race
tab, and then let's see,
it should have a registration
talks about packet pickup, and that's going to be, let's see, looks like the 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
That's the pickup, and that will be held at North Boulevard Church of Christ. Okay. So large facility, plenty of good parking, and plenty of room for the packet pickup. And then the race.
That certainly helps as well to have a larger venue for packet pickup, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we were so thankful for the Fleet Feet and all of their help and support last year. And I hope that we maybe brought some business to their offices. We had a lot of people come and visit their store. Over 1,300 people visited it. And hopefully some folks bought some shoes from them as well. I keep hoping that board member would text me, and I did get a text, and Josh is going to tell me it's at 8 o'clock.
O'clock, okay.
I knew that one of my board members would be listening.
Somebody's listening in, and I was frantically searching here trying to find it here on the website, but registration fee and how does all that take place?
On the website, you can register one of two ways primarily. One, and it's all done at burrow-.org, will give you your two options. When you click on that race tab, you can choose to pre-register with the online form, where you can print it off, fill it out, mail it in. You do have to pay that postage, but that is the flat fee. Or you can click the active.com link, which will link you to their site, and there is a small user fee for that one on top of the Burrow-Dash registration amount. And I didn't bring my information.
In the end, all of this goes to help the charities.
All to go to charities, and the fee, I believe, is $25.
It is. And again, I did see that.
They're going to shoot me again. Now, one of the specials is if you have a family of four, that you want to get together, it's called a family four pack, and that is at a discounted rate if you submit all four of those, and that can only be done by printing it off, filling it out, and mailing it in. So those are the fees. But again, our three charities that all of our funds and proceeds go to are to Name a House, which is a charity, which is an orphanage in the process of being built in Tanzania, Africa. Our second one is Greenhouse Ministries, again, which many, many people are familiar with and their work that they do here in Rutherford County. And our third charity locally is Candle Wishes, which we talked about as well.
Reeves Haines Drugstore is obviously a big partner as well.
Huge presenting sponsor, and we're thankful for all of our sponsors. Our sponsors, when you go to our website, please click on the sponsors' logos, read their stories. We couldn't do Borough Dash without all of the help from our sponsors, and we are so excited. Reeves Haines signed up as a presenting sponsor, so they went above and beyond what they did last year in helping us as a gold sponsor, and this year stepped up and said, we're going to be the key sponsor. We're going to be the biggest, and so thankful for their help. And one of the things that they're doing is if you're getting your flu vaccine, if you go to Reeves Haines and get your flu vaccine, you can choose Borough Dash to receive a portion of the cost of that flu vaccine. There's three other local charities as well that Reeves Haines has committed to helping. But we, selfishly hope that you select Borough Dash as that charity.
Do you know somebody at Animal Care Veterinary Hospital?
We know some folks there.
I thought you might.
I do. I've got a connection there. I've got a friend who owns it, and I've got a family member who works there as well. So we're connected all around. The tentacles are throughout the community.
I bet family get-togethers are pretty interesting, aren't they?
There's no question. I'm trying to talk all of my family. I know that my sister ran in it last year, and my son and I, Jordan and I, ran in it last year. And I'm trying to get some other family members. My brother, I'm going to call Michael out. He's been training, and hopefully he can run, and maybe that his wife Amy and their baby Mahala can join us on the race. And I'm trying to get some others. Yeah, get Tristan. Sorry, I forgot Tristan as well. My bad. My son's going. What about cousin Tristan? He can run it.
Well, Michael needs to run.
He does need to run. We've calling him out. So I expect that when I get back, we're going to have four more applications turned in.
Well, I thought I'd help you call him out.
That's it. Thanks.
Borough-dash.org is where you can find all of the information, all the sponsors that are there. Would like for you to take a look at those, because without them, obviously, this would not be the huge success that it is. And I look for this, for us to be looking back on this event when we're old and maybe can't walk and still see it going.
I would hope so. This is something that we hope becomes a tradition, that people just... Part of their Thanksgiving tradition is that they come out and they run Borough Dash, and then they go home and finish the preparations for Thanksgiving lunch and gather around the table to celebrate and remember the blessings of the morning, have a great meal together, turn on some football, finish watching the games. You can feel a little less guilty about that second slice of pie if you've run 4 miles early
there
in the morning.
There you go. Yeah. Very good. Well, introduce everyone who's here before we get away.
All right. If my kids will come up here, Jordan is at the mic, so he can say hi to himself.
That's Hello. Jordan. Hey, Jordan.
That's Jordan. He ran last year. How was the run last year?
It was tiring, but it was fun.
All right.
Tiring but fun. I can attest to that.
Then my fifth grader's over there in the corner. That's Claire. Claire, you going to say hi into the mic?
Hi.
That's great. She's a woman of little words. Luke
That'll change, I'm sure.
Luke's our six-year-old. He's coming, climbing up to the microphone. You gonna say hi, Luke?
Hi.
You gonna run this year?
Yes.
You think so?
That's all a right, tall climb.
Got to talk to Mom about that. And then our four-year-old's in the corner, is pulling the mic up gingerly. Say hi, Campbell.
Hi.
Hi. There. You ready? You want a cough drop.
She's been on the air, on the radio. She needs a cough drop.
It's one of those key things.
Very good. Well, Stephen, thanks again for stopping by today. If we can help in any way to spread the word, let us know. And we appreciate the time and the effort that goes into it by you and the board and everyone for Borough Dash.
Well, Brian, we appreciate it. And again, for those out there listening, it's borough-dash.org. And just go to the website and you find all the information. And then you can click over to the Facebook, and that's updated on a multiple times a day here in the last 2.5 weeks. There will be multiple postings there for all of your information. You can ask all of your questions, and we're again thankful for all of the support from the community.
Very good, Stephen. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much.
All right, Stephen Shirley joining us here on WGNS to talk about Borough Dash Thanksgiving Day. All of the information you could ever want to know is at borough-dash.org. borough-dash.org, where you can find all the info. Back to wrap it all up here in a moment.